Welcome back. Today we're doing one of those small sounding techniques that makes a massive difference in drum and bass. Rinsing break tails without turning your mix into mud. When people say a break is rinsed, they're usually talking about the tail, the room tone, the cymbal wash, the little ghost note decay that keeps the loop feeling alive. That tail is energy. But if you leave it unchecked, it turns into a low mid fog that sits right on top of your kick and your sub. Your groove feels slower, your punch disappears, and everything gets hazy. So the goal of this lesson is simple. Keep the lively break ambience, but make it bass friendly and tight. Open Ableton Live. We're staying mostly stock. First, let's prep the break. Drop in a classic style break, anything in that amen, think, funky drummer universe. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. Turn warp on. Now pick a warp mode. If you want natural tails, complex is usually a safe starting point. If the transients feel a bit soft or smeared, try beats mode instead, and set preserve to transients. Then move the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70. Don't overthink it yet. Just get the break looping cleanly and in time while still sounding like a break, not like chopped plastic. Now the key beginner move. We're going to split punch from tail. Duplicate the break track. Name the first one break punch and the second one break tail. This is the whole philosophy. The punch track is for attack, snap, mid-range presence. The tail track is for vibe, wash, excitement. Once you separate them, you stop fighting yourself with one chain trying to do two opposite jobs. Let's start with break tail, because that's where the mud lives. Insert EQ 8 first. Always EQ first here, because if you feed mud into gates and compressors, they react to the wrong stuff and everything gets unstable. Turn on a high-pass filter. Start around 220 Hz. You can go anywhere from about 180 to 300 depending on the break, but 220 is a great get-out-of-trouble starting point. Use a steep slope, 24 dB per octave at minimum, and if it still feels thick, go 48. Don't be shy. This tail track is not here to provide low end. If it still feels cloudy, add a bell dip somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. Just a couple dB, maybe 2 to 5, with a medium Q, around 1.2. That zone is often cardboard room energy. It's not always obvious on small speakers, but it's the exact area that stacks up and makes a drop feel less clean. And if the cymbals are spitty or aggressive, do a tiny dip in the 6 to 10K region, maybe 1 to 3 dB. We're not trying to make it dull. We're trying to make it expensive sounding, bright, but not sharp. Now we control the length of that tail so it rinses, but doesn't smear across the entire bar. Add a gate after the EQ on break tail. The gate here isn't about hard chopping. It's more like an envelope shaper for the ambience. Lower the threshold until the tail opens on snare hits and hats, but doesn't stay open forever. Set attack fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Hold around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Release is where the rinse lives. Start around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Listen for this. You want it to bloom after hits, then get out of the way before the next important hit. If the gate chatters, bump the hold up slightly. If it feels like the break is breathing a weird stutter, you're either gating too aggressively or the threshold is catching random noise. Quick coaching tip. If you hate the sound of a gate or you can't stop the chatter, you can do this even cleaner with clip fades. Open the audio clip on break tail and add short fade outs on the ends of the pieces you're looping or slicing. Short fades give tightness. Longer fades give spray without the pumping artifacts. It's super surgical, and it's beginner-friendly once you try it. Now the anti-mud magic. Duck the tail out of the way of the kick and sub. After the gate, add a compressor on break tail. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick track if you have one. If not, choose your sub track. If you're not sure which is better, kick ducking protects transient punch, sub ducking protects low end sustain. Both can work. Later, you can do a ghost sidechain for consistency, but we'll keep it simple right now. Set ratio somewhere between 3:1 and 6:1. Attack fast. 1 to 10 milliseconds, release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, then lower the threshold until you're seeing about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Here's the musical part most people miss. Release timing is groove timing. If the rinse feels like it's sucking the whole beat down, the release is landing wrong. Adjust the release until the tail returns between kick hits rather than on top of them. In rolling patterns, a slightly longer release, like 100 to 140, can feel like it breathes. In tighter patterns, shorter might be cleaner. Also, pay attention to what's triggering the ducking. If your compressor is reacting to inconsistent hits, your tail will swell randomly. If you need it predictable, use a clean trigger later, like a ghost snare pattern, so the tail breathes the same way every bar. All right, tail is controlled. Now let's make break punch smack. On break punch, AQ8, high pass it too, but much lower. Start around 70 to 110 Hz, depending on how much low content you want from the break itself. If you've already got a strong kick and sub, you can afford to cut more here and keep the break focused. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Again, just a couple dB. You're clearing space for the bass and leaving room for the tail track to add its airy excitement without fighting. Now add drum bus. This is your make it feel like a record box. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch can be optional, 0 to 10%. And for DNB breaks, usually keep boom off, because boom can add low-end weight that clashes with a sub. Use damp if it gets too crispy. If you want a touch more density, you can use saturator with soft clip, very lightly. The point is, punch track should feel controlled, forward and centered. Now blend them and glue them together. Select break punch and break tail and group them. Name it break bus. On the break bus, put a glue compressor. Gentle settings. Ratio 2:1. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release on auto and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of reduction. This isn't to smash. It's to make them feel like one performance. Then add EQ8 for final tidy. If it's fizzy, do a tiny high shelf down around 8 to 12K. If it still feels cloudy as a group, try a tiny dip around 300 Hz. Tiny moves. You've already done the big cleanup on the tail track. Now for width. This is where people accidentally ruin club translation. Because we high-passed break tail, we can widen it more safely. Put utility on break tail and push width to maybe 120 to 160%. Then keep break punch relatively centered, like 90 to 110%. Wide tail, centered punch equals big, clean, and stable in mono. And speaking of mono, do the 30-second mono mod check right now. Put utility on your master and hit mono. Listen to the break plus your sub and kick. If the groove collapses or suddenly feels thicker in the low mids, you still have too much tail body or too much stereo junk. Fix it with one of three moves. Raise the tail high pass by 20 to 60 Hz, reduce tail width a bit, or shorten the tail envelope, either with the gate release or with clip fades. Then recheck mono. This one habit saves hours. Now let's add the fun part, phrase movement. Because rinse is most exciting when it changes over time. Automate the break tail level so it comes up slightly, like plus 1 to 2 dB, in the last 4 bars of a 16-bar phrase. Then pull it back right at the drop so the groove hits harder. You can also automate the gate release. For tighter sections, maybe 120 to 160 milliseconds. For builds and fills, push it up to 200 to 300 milliseconds so the wash blooms longer. That's a classic jungle energy trick. You're not adding new sounds, you're just letting the environment breathe. And one more subtle move, automate the tail high pass frequency. In dense sections, raise it a bit, like 200 up to 280. The tail stays audible, but it stops competing for space when the bass line gets busy. If you want a little extra flavor without mud, here are a couple safe tail-only extras. You can add very light saturation on the tail, saturator, soft clip on, drive 1 to 3 dB and match the output level. That tends to smooth spikes and tuck the wash behind the punch. Or add a psychoacoustic longer tail trick, erosion on the tail, noise mode, around 6 to 10K, with a tiny amount. You should barely hear it, you should mostly miss it when you bypass it. And if the cymbals are inconsistent, multi-band dynamics on the tail can gently clamp the high band so the rinse doesn't randomly jump forward. Keep it light, think control, not destruction. Now a quick mini exercise to lock this in. Loop your break for 16 bars at 174 BPM. Build the punch and tail split. Add a simple kick and sub pattern, even placeholders. Then do the test. Mute break tail. The groove should be punchy and clear. Unmute break tail and bring it up until you feel the rinse, but the kick and sub still dominate. Finally, automate the gate release on the tail from about 140 milliseconds up to 240 across 8 bars into a little fill. If you did it right, the loop gets more alive without the low end getting louder or blurrier. Let's recap the recipe. Split the break into punch and tail. On the tail, high pass hard, control the decay with a gate or clip fades, and sidechain it away from kick and sub. On the punch, keep it tight, transient forward, and add controlled grit with drum bus. Then glue it on a bus and automate the tail over phrases for movement. Once you get this down, you'll notice your mixes instantly feel cleaner and louder, because you're not wasting headroom on low-mid haze. If you tell me what break you're using and whether your groove is two-step or more syncopated, I can suggest sidechain release timings that lock to that exact rhythm.